Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the peaceful mountains of California. Happy New Year! I hope it's been a wonderful one for you so far. We have a lot happening this year, 2020. It's a leap year. We have the Olympics, and in the U.S., we have a presidential election, which is sure to be very emotional for all of us living in this country. Together, let's mindfully approach this year with positivity, peace, passion, and compassion. I thought this is a great time to talk about accessing and utilizing our higher self. We'll talk a little bit about the definition, and then I'll walk you through a meditation visualization to connect you to your higher self when you need it. See, I believe that we live with three main parts inside of us. You might have heard of personality parts if you've ever listened to anything about DID or read about it. Dissociative identity disorder. But in the individual who is not suffering from DID, we also have parts. They're just not dissociated or separate. The three main parts would be the child, the caretaker, and the higher self. Now, Freud called them the id, ego, and superego, but it's kind of difficult to relate to those terms, so I'm going to retain the child, caretaker, and higher self. We're at our most peaceful when these parts are balanced. So here's some examples of types of people who have an imbalance of these parts. And I'm sure you'll recognize these people in your life as I describe them. Those that have an inordinate balance of the child self will constantly need to be supported. They'll need attention. They'll be dependent on others. They can't be alone. They have trouble keeping a job or remaining constant in any activity. On a smaller scale, it's someone who has a lot of ideas, but can never quite seem to get them executed. Now, the child self has some great qualities that we do want to embrace. It provides wonder, laughter, play, imagination, and creativity. It loves without condition, sometimes too much. Now, if there's an imbalance overload of caretaker, a person might be too serious, work too much, lose oneself in taking care of others, forget to breathe, take time off and play. They might make a lot of money, but it's never enough. And so they're constantly going and going at the expense of personal harmony, health, family, and friends. But positive qualities of the caretaker are the ability to always get things done, to do their research, be practical, and do what they say they're going to do. They're dependable, parental. They take care of themselves and they take care of others. A person with an imbalance or overabundance of the higher self will devote their lives to spirituality or realms beyond the physical. Priests, nuns, monks are great examples. Or even if you haven't devoted your occupation to it, a person can be so lost in the universal realm that they might use it as a crutch to avoid their issues on the earthly realm. They might exist in the universe, but not attend a daily life. They might not even be able to function in the practical world. They're daydreamers and idealists. Positive qualities of the higher self are compassion, an open mind, thinking beyond oneself to live your life as part of the whole, community, earth, and animal kingdom as well. So our goal as humans should be to use all three of these parts, all three of these selves, to create a whole and balanced being. When we integrate these parts into our lives, it can help us be happy and peaceful. So today we're going to concentrate on acknowledging and accessing our higher self, because many of us are so busy being the child or caretaker, we forget we have this whole nother part of us that is ready and able to serve. Your higher self is a separate entity, yet it's not. It's an energy that is all you, a part of yourself that exists in the energy field, both internal and external to your body. Your higher self is the best of you. It's the most faithful, compassionate, spiritual, and giving self. It watches out for you. It loves you unconditionally, and it will guide you, support you, and can even answer your life's questions if you ask and listen. Before we head into this visualization, think of a question or issue that you've been having about yourself or your life. Maybe it's a decision you might have to make in your life right now, a situation that you aren't quite sure what to do about, or just extra support and courage you might need to get through something. Take that with you into this meditation. Now get into a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. Please don't listen to this meditation when operating a moving vehicle, as it might make you sleepy. Now take three deep breaths. Inhale in, and then release it. That's for our child. Now take another deep breath in. And release it. That's for our caretaker. And now take a third deep breath in. And release it. That's for our higher self. Enjoy a deep cleansing relaxation. You're always connected to your higher self, always. It's just a matter of acknowledging the connection. And the more you acknowledge it, the stronger it becomes, and the clearer the communication between you and your higher self is established. Now picture yourself walking through a forest. It's a beautiful day with dapples of sunshine warming you through the big trees. You're barefoot, but the soft leaves from the trees have blanketed the forest floor so you can walk comfortably. You're at peace, eager for the experience that awaits you, yet enjoying the beauty of nature and the solace of being quiet and alone. You acknowledge that the universe is an abundant one, and there's more than enough for what you desire. For peace and happiness in your life, as long as you let it in. Up ahead, you see light from a clearing, a meadow just beyond the tree line. You walk toward the clearing, knowing that only good and love and knowledge awaits you. As you get to the edge of the tree line, you admire this large clearing surrounded by forest in a perfect circle. At the center of the clearing is an ethereal entity, full of light, full of love, sparkling with the light of the sun, full of you. You recognize it as yourself, your face, and your soul at its highest vibration. And it's beckoning you to come join them at the center of the meadow. As you walk through the meadow, you feel the soft grass underfoot. You smell the pines and oaks that surround you. You acknowledge the warmth of the sun on your skin and enjoy the various birds singing a melody of love and joy. You don't have to rush. You take in all of this slowly while feeling the light from your higher self drawing closer. When you get to the center of the meadow, your higher self smiles and embraces you. You feel whole, complete. Complete with love and light. You know that whenever you need this feeling, you can reach out to them. It is you, and you are them. You know you have the ability to tap into this power and love at any time. Your higher self infuses you with peace and confidence, but most importantly, it's there to guide you and support. Your higher self knows you can be the best human possible, the best soul. You and your higher self are synchronized in your breathing and heartbeats. Focus on your breath now. Inhale deeply and then exhale, knowing you are safe and at peace. As your higher power releases the embrace, they sit down on the grass, motioning for you to do the same. You sit on the soft, fragrant meadow, facing your higher self, ready to receive guidance. You and your higher self both close your eyes and connect at a deeper level. You know now that all you need to do to connect in the future is to calm yourself and think about your higher self. And they will be there listening. Their guidance may occur as an image, a thought, a flash of inspiration, a hunch or intuition. And you can tap into this energy at any time. Their guidance might not come immediately, but it will eventually be revealed to you. Your higher self will give you exactly what you need when you need it. Your higher self is a part of you. It's not a separate being. You are them and they are you. And they're always there for you. Just as easily as you inhale your breath, you can connect with your higher self for guidance, gratitude, joy, and support. The more you send to them, they'll send back to you, just like all the other entities in this world. They tell you that you can open yourself up and be okay with receiving, with being gifted. Whether it's knowledge, abundance, joy, or gifts, because the more you receive, the more you can be of service to others. It starts with you, right now, with your higher self changing you into a better self. If you brought a question or decision to make for which you need guidance, this is the time you'll present it to your higher self. As if it was a gift you are giving, ask it with love, no stress, no shame. Ask for exactly what you need. Now you wait as your higher self ruminates on your inquiry. You open your soul up to receive any and all answers. I'm going to give you 5 minutes of silent time with your higher self as they reveal their guidance to you. Feel free to ask as many questions as you'd like, or just ask for courage and support to get through. Then you'll stay in the clearing, either sitting or lying down on the soft grass, and contemplate the guidance that was revealed to you, and thank your higher self until you connect again. If you'd like to help support the show, please consider taking one moment to rate and review the Peaceful Life podcast wherever you listen. It helps others find the show. For a full listing of episodes and to catch up with the show, go to my website, thepeaceful.life. That's not .com or .net, but .life. Isn't that great? Have a wonderful week, and may every sunrise bring you promise, and every sunset bring you peace.